Well, I say, as is the case all this month on Mondays, and there's a reason. Mondays in March. It's a special presentation every Monday night put on by the Delaware County Master Gardeners, part of the ISU Extension Office. A different topic, a different speaker, but an opportunity to learn and grow, bad pun intended, as a gardener. Bob Wendt has graced us once again with his charming personality and green thumb. We talked about this, Bobby. I mean, you've been a gardener for 50 plus years and been a master gardener for maybe not quite as long, but certainly have
15.
Yeah, taken advantage of all of this. Last week's session, that was the landscaping for small spaces. Kurt Kavarik was doing that.
Keith Kavarik.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry.
And we had really good attendance. We had 84.
Good.
Up from the week before, even so.
You know, especially when it comes to, I hate to use this phrase, I think it's overplayed, urban gardening. But when you're in a smaller space in town or whatnot, and you want to still make the most of it, I imagine he was very insightful.
Yeah, he gave a lot of good tips and shared plants that are good for like small areas, whether it be shade or sun. So that was, you know, very good presentation.
So when you, I mean, the folks that have been master gardeners for, let's say, 10 or 15 like yourself, when you come into these, are you even catching something and you go, I didn't even think about that?
Sure. We always learn something every day. Every session, every Monday nights in March, there's always a lot to be learned, Eric.
Well, tonight, I will tell you that of the four topics that are there, this one has intrigued me more than any. And that's because it's foraging for survival. The Delberdang couple, that's Scott and Chloe,
Sherry,
Delberdang are talking about it. Again, just the phrase, foraging for survival. Does that mean like they're going to teach you how to go out in the forest and pick wildflowers that you can eat or know what kind of nuts that you can
gnaw on? That's a good question, Eric. Actually, I'm just going to share with the listeners this morning what Sherry wrote about the presentation. I think it's really good. It kind of intriguing. It's a unique topic, but you know, with the pandemic in the past, there's a lot, as you said earlier, there's a lot more people interested and starting to do their own gardens, whether it be raised beds or just regular gardening or foraging for survival. And so this is what Sherry wrote. Could you feed your family in a disaster situation if there was no grocery store available? Did you know there are many edible foods found right on your own property? So they're going to share with us on learning how to identify some edible foods and lots of other tips for survival. Scott and Sherry Delperding, they've been with the Master Gardeners for 18 years, and their interest includes homesteading, hobby farming, canning and preserving food, and the important one, safely finding or foraging for food from the land.
You know, when I was a kid, my grandma lived on a homestead about 7 miles from our house, and she had a garden in there, but she would often, you know, when she was tending to some of the other things, there were flowers that she liked to little nibble on. And we'd always think it was funny, but there are certain flowers that are good to eat. And
I really don't have too much of a clue on any of this.
See, this is going to be a good topic for you.
I like mushrooms, and I know what they look like.
Yes, and we're almost at that season, too.
We're getting there.
Indeed. Well, this is a fascinating topic, and again, you might find, you know, you've got grass in your yard that'll be, you know, spring greens and things like that.
Well, dandelions, you know.
Oh, yeah. My grandma used to make dandelion wine. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, there's some other plants that are good for salads, but I really can't name them. So maybe Sherry and Scott will share those with us tonight.
But again, a fascinating bit of discussion. You may have a virtual garden in your yard right now and not know it. There is a $2 donation they take at the door. It's at the Our Savior Lutheran Church tonight at 7 p.m., but there's door prizes that they give away as well. And then just one more after this. I might throw out there, you guys have been working on, you know, a part of being master gardeners is not only this, the education element and growing and developing yourselves, but there's a lot of community projects
right,
that you do.
Right, we have a lot of service projects in and around the community here in Delaware County. I'd like to share a couple, three more of those with you this morning. The Manchester Public Library, those gardens, flower beds around there, we maintain those. Another real interesting project that's headed up by Sherry Delperding is each year we make handmade Christmas ornaments for the Christmas tree at the library up there.
So
we've done that for many, many years, but the ornaments are all handmade by the master gardeners.
Well, now with the new outside Christmas tree that the foundation put out there, you might have to make those too.
I don't know about that.
Now,
also like Tyrrell Park, a lot of people go to Tyrrell Park up there by the swimming pool and the playgrounds. Around the fountain there, I believe there's seven gardens that we, the master gardeners, maintain around there. Weeding, planting, there's a lot of perennials, but mulching, we take care of those seven gardens around the Tyrrell Park area there. And then another new one was last year that actually Sarah Meyer here at the station got involved with, and several of the newer master gardeners from, I think it was 2 years ago, the class, they did flower pots and planters up at the Regional Medical Center, the courtyards mm-hmm. and the patios. And we took a field trip up there for one of our summer meetings, and they were just beautiful, Eric.
Yeah.
They were just, the pots and the patio areas were just awesome. So they plan to do that again this year. I talked to Sarah last week before we did the show here, and she said, yes, we plan to go ahead, make a few, tweak a few things that they learned from last year. So it's really a neat project.
Well, and it goes to show you how many different things that the master gardeners take care of, the education outreach, the opportunities for learning that's here. Again, the call to you, if you're listening at this point and say, okay, how do I get involved? Very simply, you stop up to the ISU Extension office. You can get literature from them. You can find
That's
out
correct.
When if a class
the
is going on.
Classes are offered and so forth.
And I kind of tooled around a little bit because you hinted last week. We talked about a lot of the classes are offered online
right.
too.
Right.
And yeah, you're not kidding. There's
a
treasure trove.
They are offered online
trove.
Now.
And it makes it so much handier
right.
now.
It gives a person more flexibility in working within their schedules and not having to be at a certain place. Like when I took it, it was two times a week at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock for 2 or 3 hours every Monday and Wednesday night for like 6 weeks or whatever.
But
so
it's,
now it gives you more flexibility in your own personal schedule.
It's also a great reference guide too. So say you're just having a question about, hey, I've got some new fruit trees that I want to put in there. You can go through the archive and find a discussion about fruit trees.
There's all kinds of literature and podcasts, webinars available through the Iowa State Extension. So you mentioned education. One of the other kind of really interesting things that I enjoy and several of the other master gardeners, we give at the Meadows and the Good Neighbor Home out here, we do presentations in the summertime, June, July, August, September, and October. That's maybe May, about 5 or 6 months. It's called Growing in the Garden, and we do a presentation out there for the Meadows, and then later in the morning, we go over to the Good Neighbor Home and give the same presentation. And the residents just love it. There's usually 20 or 30 people at each one of those sessions out there. So,
and I imagine there's one or two in the groups that are like, when I was a kid, we used to do it this way.
Well,
hey, taking notes on the side.
A lot of them probably should be up there teaching the class.
Right.
Or doing the presentation, Eric.
Well, and you know what? That's the beauty about gardeners and the gardening community. No one is so You know, they don't hold that stuff in. They want
to
teach you.
They like to share their information.
And that's what makes the Delaware County Master Gardeners that much more special. Okay, we've got one more visit.
Yep, one more visit. And before I go today,
okay,
I got a couple gardening tips.
All right.
One of the things that I did this last week, and it's on the Master Gardener calendar, it's time to remove your dead growth from your asparagus bed. And also,
yes.
I pruned my fall-bearing red raspberries. My variety happens to be Heritage, and so I prune those. I usually take the dead asparagus, you know, off, mm-hmm. and the same with the red raspberries. I do it at the same time.
So. Now, I did mine late summer. My raspberry bushes, I had a whole lot of dead growth in there. Am I going to see some problems with that if I took them out late summer?
Oh, you shouldn't. They're coming back from the roots.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty fibrous roots. They're going to come back from the roots.
I certainly hope so.
I hope so, too.
Those raspberries were good. So, Bob, as always, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming, talking to you. Tonight, 7 p.m. at the Our Savior Lutheran Church. It's a part of the Mondays in March with the Delaware County Master Gardeners. We're glad to shine the spotlight on them here. A guest of the day, courtesy of Bill Thomas, Farm Bureau Financial Services.